Dreisaitl is flanked by Ryan McLeod returning to the lineup along with Corey Perry. Underway here in game number four. Jamie Benn comes out against Connor McDavid's line. Zach Hyman nearly came up with a loose puck at the Dallas line. Benn playing in his 100th Stanley Cup playoff game, scores! Wyatt Johnston locked in and has a first-minute goal for Dallas.
Chris, there's exactly what we were talking about before. And another play with just a little bit of a chip, with just flying away. As soon as the puck's turned over, a flip over the head of Kulak. And you've got Johnston coming right in, and he doesn't miss very often from there. But this play is made by Jamie Benn. Just a great play up and over the alley-oop, and then that first shot for the second time in this series.
McDavid on the move, cuts inside, drop. Nugent Hopkins can't pull the trigger, taken away by Robertson. Roope hits a loose, and he set it high. What a chance for Hintz. Robertson follows up, and Skinner stops that. Hintz with 2 points in his return to the lineup, looking for Robertson, and Skinner has the save.
Chris, when that first goal went in game three, he just looked like a different player from then on.
Face off one, and Lindell tries to score! Deflected by Stankoven, and Dallas has a two-goal lead.
With traffic in front. One draw by Jamie Benn, two little passes back, and watch Nurse hits him right in the rear end and underneath Stuart Skinner. You know, bad luck can follow you around, but I haven't seen too often. Maybe a little bit of a stick.
And right out of the gate tonight, that contagious flow going. Two goals for Dallas and have yet to yield a shot, Chris.
Seven of the last eight goals in this series scored by Dallas, Kyle. There's a completed front, a loose puck. Skinner down to make up.
For Stuart Skinner, just so important to just settle into this game. You get your confidence, get settled in, but look at all the bodies in front. He didn't see where the original shot was, and he was able to react and just get a piece of this one as the backhand.
14 changing as he passes onto the wing for Hyman, cuts to the middle, shot, butter. Blattinger kicked that away. Stars defenseman, look at the Dodonov again, poaching at the Oilers blue line, as we've seen a few times in the series. The Dodonov center just out of the reach of steel. Not a good bank off the boards, and back in comes McDavid. Going to the net, shooting, and Ottinger with the stop. It looked like he had a little room on that far side. Connor McDavid taking this to the net. But Ottinger with the answer. Room for Nugent Hopkins. Lindell on him, and Johnston will play it out to center ice. No icing as Kulak could play it. Dreisaitl spins in his own zone. On the tape to Perry. A touch over the line for Nurse. Back to Corey Perry. Right on. Nugent Hopkins scores. Ryan McLeod. And the Oilers are on the board.
Three additions that jump up. Nurse does a nice job of jumping up and then blocking the lane out for a little bit. The rebound as Suter runs into his goaltender McLeod. His first goal in 30 games comes off the stick of Corey Perry. The rebound there, a collision, and then good patience and calm in front. You know, that's one where maybe earlier you just try to jam it.
Ekholm up the center. Back is McLeod. Into the middle. Dreisaitl shot, and that's a big stop. And
a nice move to the outside, a quick release, but Ottinger there with the glove.
To get the team and the building back into things, Chris.
And Kyle, he sat one game in the regular season, came back with a goal and an assist. In his first game back, that rebound. Hopped over the stick to Dreisaitl. Robertson ahead, here's Sagan over the line. Hits. That shot ends up careening into the corner, nearly hit the referee. By the way, the referees are Chris Rooney and Francois Saint-Laurent. Here comes the foul again. Broken up. Matthias Ekholm steers it back to center. Onto it is Nugent Hopkins. He gets it ahead. Here for David. Rebound scores! The game is tied.
Thank you. just creating a little bit of a kick in the neutral zone. A bouncing puck, a little spin around by Nugent Hopkins, and that is it. It's as good as a pass. Hard to make a pass across the seam, but very easy to create a rebound. That's a shot pass by Connor McDavid. He's not trying to score there. He's trying to get it over where he knows he's got a righty.
Oilers tie it up with Columbus. Here's Connor McDavid. Ivan plants in front. A Bouchard blast right on. Loose puck. McDavid couldn't fish it out.
All over the battles for the puck. The front of the net jammed with all bodies. Everybody collapsing back to the front. McDavid with some quick hands pops it out front. And this one just went sliding through. We could see McDavid thought he was going to go in. Was this one going to go in? And it was Hyman actually who kicked the stick and got it in. Let's have that angle. Oh, it's going to be awfully close. But you don't see that very often, sliding right across.
Now comes up with it. Puts it back to Bouchard again. Nugent Hopkins down low. Off the goal stick. That was going in. Off the screen. Nugent Hopkins gets it back from Bouchard. Once again, McDavid fires off through the stop. Hyman can't find the rebound. 2-2 again, just like game number three. And the Oilers looking for a better second period than they've had.
No, we had the reverse first and second period of game three in that one period alone.
Evan Bouchard looks up ice. Up a hit to Draisaitl. Big point of the net. A backhand stop by Oscar Sack. Hyman was thrown.
Watching this one up above. A long stretch pass and a little Draisaitl in the middle. Yeah, Ottinger able to get across and get the blocker on. A nice read there by Evan Bouchard. And then the quick release. But the wraparound from behind.
Icing on Edmonton. But here comes Robertson the other way. Jason Robertson to work his way in. And Stuart Skinner shuts that down. And Mark gets that tied up in the corner. Comes loose to the line. Oh, a fumble puck there. But ends up on the stick of a Dallas star. And Harley will shoot that. Locked in front. Ground for back. Possible 3-on-1. Nurse jumping. In front. Scores! Short-handed. Matthias. Yanmark. Short-handed goal of the playoffs for the Oilers.
A quick read there. Watch the middle of the ice as Darnell Nurse comes up too and takes at least two of the Dallas Stars, doesn't allow them to get back into the lane, and then a softer pass across. Not an easy shot to make. Look at how Janmark gets it up into the top half of the net. Brown just lays it over, and that last adjustment.
It's 22 straight kills for the Oilers. And a little bonus on that one. Here comes Draisaitl. Back to Draisaitl. Scores! Leon Draisaitl!
The playoff hockey, sloppy play in the neutral zone. Heiskanen gets caught as well, and the turnover, a quick give and go, and a quick release.
Rodenberg breaking it up, but here's Wyatt Johnston. Dallas looking for a response. Stankoven shot right on in front, and Skinner came across. Tries to keep a four-game road winning streak alive. The Oilers trying to put an end to their only losing streak of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Onto the ice for Dallas. Oh, that's a huge hit. And down goes Bouchard. Puck to the line, kept in by Ben. Bouchard able to get up and stay in the action. Score! From distance, Matthias Ekholm!
But then the play continues on, and what does his partner do? A long-range bomb.
Five, two Oilers inside 2 minutes to go. Pavelski with a chance, is he? Friday night, game five in Dallas. Series tied. Best of three now in the Western Conference Finals.